From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, suspected rebel rocket struck a hospital Tuesday in the contested northern city of Aleppo, leaving at least 19 dead. 12 days of fighting has left at least 280 civilians dead. The latest violence drew outrage from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
There is no justification for this horrific violence that targets civilians or medical facilities or first responders, no matter who it is, whether it's a member of the opposition retaliating or the regime in its brutality against the civilians, which has continued for 5 years.
Diplomats are trying to extend a ceasefire to the embattled city. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in Moscow Tuesday with UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura, indicating a truce might be in place within hours. The UN Security Council is to hold an urgent meeting on the matter on Wednesday. Kerry also demanded the government of President Bashar al-Assad adhere to any truce and end its assault on Aleppo.
If Assad does not adhere to this, there will clearly be repercussions, and one of them may be the total destruction of the ceasefire, and they go back to war. I don't think that Russia wants that. I don't think the Assad is going to benefit from that. But there may be even other repercussions.
U.S. diplomats said if the Syrian leader thinks he has a political future in the country, he is mistaken. In Nairobi, a six-month-old infant was rescued Tuesday from the rubble of a building that collapsed last week. Rescuers hold out little hope of finding any more survivors. Dozens are still missing. Some 135 were rescued. 23 are confirmed dead. The structure was condemned, but had not yet been torn down. It collapsed Friday following torrential rains. This is VOA News.